We're Shalmi Erev and Daf Samach. We're starting from the new Perek, Daf Samach. Mishnah discusses the halacha of Kol Gagos. Halacha is you're allowed to go ahead and pass things between two different Rishuyos as long as there's a Hitzah and there's an Erev in Nahem. But Chachamim asserts sometimes to do so, even the Raisa is not an issue. One chutz is right next to another chutz. The Rabbanan asked it. You can't transfer it. Make otu gzeira to rishus harabim. But the question is when do we allow it? When do we not allow it? So there's certain conditions where may allow it. Mahaz machlokas tanoim as to how far we would go in the heter. A chum allowed it and what they didn't allow. Set the mission. All the roofs of a town are considered one rishus, and you could transfer from one to the other, even though there are different people living there. But they're not considered separate rishuyos, and they're mutter to gag. So the kabbanei to explain. Ah, falpi shadiyur and chalukin the shnei bnei. I mean, the people each roof someone else owns. However, since they're not tashmish and tadir, people don't live on the roofs for usage, but it's not regular usage. Mela, there's no chalukas rishus, and mela kale that are on one roof can go to another roof because it's not really considered in private domain. That you can do. That's one sheet in the Mishnah. As long as the gag is not as long as the roof, one roof is not 10 tefachim higher than the other one. If it's 10 tefachim higher or 10 tefachim lower, you have a problem. Because then it's a different, considered different, that's not considered one shus. If they're separate shuyos, then you can't carry because Rabbi made a gzera, or to tell gavoh b'shus harabim, afraid they're going to come carry. Rabbanan answered it, if it's different shus, only if it's flat level roofs, do we allow to carry from one to the other. It's Rameh Yoshito. Second sheet of Chomayimim, each roof is by itself, and we can't. And therefore, you can't carry it from one to the other. Even if they're all the same, they're all equal. They're all, since each one has a separate Peshuz, each one's considered a separate domain. And Mela, they didn't make an Erev together, you can't carry. That's a sheet of Chachamim. And finally, the Rosh Hashanah, all types of Rishiyos, everything, or the Halacha would be, all considered one rishus, the kelim that are inside, used inside. But not kelim that are in the house. So all these different things, these rishuyos, these different kelim and these different type of things, and you're allowed to carry one to the other, not just roofs, but chaseros, kapios, and gigos, except you can carry from rishus harabim to them, from a bias, from rishus yochid you can't carry, in the house you can't carry, but you're allowed to carry all of them, because they're all from one to the other, you're allowed to carry. Even a bigger shita, a bigger kula, then even the Shita of Rav Meir is, or Shimon is Mekel Bekulon. And they're all considered one Rishus. The Gemara we're obviously going to have to go into East Plan, what the reason for each Shita is, each of these Tatanoyim, and to what exactly they were arguing about. So the Gemara, Kol Gagos Rishus Akasir. Kol Gagos Meir, you can carry from one roof to the other roof. You're allowed to carry. Gemara says, but not just from one roof to the other roof, you're allowed to carry in all areas of the roof. And we'll see, what does that mean? Machlekes Amarayim. How far this goes, so when we talk about how far you can go to carry, you can carry on a roof area until base asayim. Up until that area, bigger than that area, you can't carry, but up until the base asayim, you can carry. And Rav says, even if it's so much larger, even a kur karayim, a sim kur karayim, you can carry with one kur is equal to 30 saw, and therefore you can carry in a much larger area. Again, since the idea is that we consider the area a large area of private domain, so Mela, we can look as you can carry, says the Kabbanei to explain. Rav and Shmuel argue that if the roofs are equal, now not going to be a lot of carry. So again, according to Rav Meir, you're allowed to carry roof to roof, according to Chum, only one roof. How far? Since this thing is not Mukul the Dira, and therefore, and the Mechitzas themselves are not functioning for this roof, so we say we extend the roofs of the walls of the house. We extend them. We allow to carry until base of Sion. That you allow to carry. More than that, you can't carry. And Shita of Rav, even a larger, Kivin the Gag, Yechidi, Minkere, Mechitzos, you see the roofs are very clear, says the Kovaneda. And merely each roof, at the end of roofs, you have 10 built roofs, one after the other. So the roofs at the two ends are like a Mechitzos Asara. And therefore, even it's a large area of adjoining roofs, you allow to go carry in all of them. Now, this Gemara wants to understand, Halacha is, when do we say this Machlokas Tanoim? How far do we go? Zok the Gemara. Habay ben Melech Machamel, we wanted to say, Ma'apli Rabbat Zemachlokas Rameh Rambonon B'Sheyarvu. When they made an Erev to join together, And then the machlokas, he can carry in one or the other, or all of them. Ashleiru, but when you didn't make an eruv, Mara says even Ramei would agree it's aser. If you didn't make an eruv, then it would be, then even Ramei would say you can't carry from one to the other. That was what the assumed of the machlokas was. Mara said no, pasalik. Mara explained you can't say that way. Why? Each of them belong to one person. You know, as Mara said, they didn't. We're talking about a case where they belong to one person. They didn't join together. Chacham, you still can't carry, because each roof is considered like a separate structure. And contra Meir, the roofs don't follow the houses, roofs are separate. And Meir, therefore, it's owned by one person, you can carry one roof to the other roof. We don't look at the roofs as the roof of a house. The roofs are a separate entity. And Meir, therefore, the nafkamina, whether you can carry. If the roofs go after the houses, then each person lives in a separate house, then the roof belongs to him, and you can't carry one to the other. But if the roofs are not considered part of the house, mele, therefore, you can go ahead and carry in the house. So you can carry from roof to roof according to a chachamim. According to Rameir. Zok to Gemara, how long you can carry from as a shayla? Let's understand. What about him? I said, mystery. But just about a case where all the residents of the house go up to the roofs, but the same way. Either with a special ladder, a suri ladder, or a mitzri ladder, Egyptian ladder. Each one can go. The Gemara explain the difference between two types of ladders. Sula Mitzri is a small ladder, says the Kavanah. Sula Mitzri is a large one. But you go, it doesn't make a difference the way you get up to the ladder through the ladders. I have Gula Olam. All of them get up the same way with Egyptian ladder or with the Sula Mitzri. Oh, so shall Tzuri not suppress. Then the ladder of the Tzuri, Gemara says, that's there. It's there as an entrance way to come in. The ladders are considered just temporary, go up and down. They're not considered as entrance ways. Only one is considered an entrance way. And the other one, that controls the whole area. It's all considered like a kavua. And mele, therefore, this one is considered like the entrance way to the roofs. The other ones are not. So mele, if you don't have that for, Gemara says, they didn't put up a regular ladder in their roofs. It's like their mavata. This one guy has owned the whole thing. His roof goes up to his roof. The ladder goes up to his roof. It's like he owns all of them. He's the sole resident of all the roofs. And therefore, the officer, even the chacham would agree you can do them. If everyone has access to the roofs and each will come and say you can't carry one to the other, you can't because it's still separate. But if it's one person has the access to the roof, it's kavua, the other ones are not, then it's like he has access to all the roofs. It's like one person. And there, even the Chachama would agree that you can carry in all the roofs together, there would be mutter from one roof to the other roof. Zok to Gemara. What about Allah Chachama, Mount Tatakul? What about carrying a person carrying something in roof for all the roofs? And no, it's going to, can it carry throughout the entire roof of his house? What's the shayla? Says the Kavaneda, the Rabbanon the Amri Kolecha was just the Matal Kolecha Begago. Can every person carry in his whole roof? Not okay. You can't carry in your neighbor's roof, but can you carry in your whole roof? Can you carry in the whole roof? Do you have just Daladamos, or can you carry in the whole a large roof? Can you carry in the whole thing? That's my shayla. So Gemara says machlokes. Shmuel Amar Nagol, you got the whole thing, carry the whole roof. It's all considered rishus deyachid. It's all considered your rishus, and you can carry in the whole thing. The mechitzos separate. Could we say good asik? And therefore, the two mechitzos on the side of the house is like an enclosed area. And therefore, it's you can carry in the whole area. Rav said no, only dalet amos you can carry. Why? Why can you carry? Why can we say that the walls carry? What's the difference? Because it says the reason why he said you can, because really people don't use the roofs. And maybe it's considered like an area that it's a separate area that's considered like a carmelis. And you can't just carry, no, you have dollar amos you can carry, like any rishos. You can't carry more. Says the Kabbalah Eda, even the Kalech Roshos Le'atzmo, ain't Prutz and Zelazed, they're open to each other. Like Roshos Prutz Amolay L'makam Asala. You have a case of a thing without a wall. You have a Roshos Le'yokit open to Rishos Le'Ravim. So again, you can carry Dal Amish, but you can't carry the whole area because it's over, it's parrots. So to over here, it's parrots, all the roofs are connected to each other, they're open, each one has its own reshus according to Chachamim, male, therefore it's parrots, and therefore you can carry Dal Amish, you can't carry more. Fake the Makash and Rav, and go to Kori, Mishnah, is a steer and Rav, Mishnah, got some of the cotton. You have a large next to a small one, and there's no Bechitza retain. Oh, Gadl's mutter? Cotton, that's the cotton, that's the carry. You can Gadl's mutter, but the cotton is also the carry. That you can't do. So the Gemara said, Nikol got over the Gemara. I can send the Gadol is going to be able to carry for Amos. I cut an Asa by Amos. You go, I cut him, be Asa by Dal Amos. A Yesh Asa by Amos. Is there ever such a thing you Asa carry for Amos? If the whole Rav Kunta Rav, the whole Heter, the Chachamim. So only got Amos. So the Mishnah says later, a Gadol next to a Katan, a Gadol yes, and a Katan no. That means a cotton no dalet amos. Where do we ever find that you can't carry a job? Of course you can carry dalet amos. It must be at the whole roof. At the whole roof, he's telling you. The whole roof, a gadol, yes. And a cotton, the whole roof, no. But dalet amos, yes. The chayr, it's a kasha and raf in the Mishnah. I said, Rav Shmuel, am I right? No, Bila, I'll push on the Mishnah. They were both miyashe, the steer in the Mishnah. Both of them said the Mishnah. Even Shmuel agrees it's not a steer from the Mishnah and raf. Mishnah said, look, you'll let it go, shenos and la'ar, b'amos, p'nukal. They each will give 4 amos on the entranceway. So mele, therefore, carrying from the small roof to the large roof is also because you're carrying into that other rishus. Because you carry, since you get dalet amos to each one, so b'meila, it comes out that the gadol extends into the katam. B'meila, even the amos is also. That you won't be able to carry net at dalet amos because it extends that the, not the roof, we're not talking about the roof, carrying itself dalet amos from one to the other, carrying from the small to the large. So the small to the large, you can't do that because since it goes dalet amos, you have the extension of dalet amos. And they share the same halacha. If dalet amos, if only that you can carry, nothing more. And therefore, memela, therefore, the car would be asked to the same halacha. So it would be it's not talking about the dinner roof itself, it's talking about the dalet amos from the time of the Pesach. That's what you're talking about, the case of the Mishnah. One way to learn the Mishnah, another way to learn the Mishnah, Pesach, but lagak. You have a case where there's an entrance way that's permanently established from the house to the roof. So it's regular usage, not a common, it's part of the rishus, part of the house. It's a direct usage. It's something that you use all the time. And maybe I feel kind of another way. Gadol is mutter, so it's malach, because the mice it's still mutter, even though the mice is not open completely to the small one, if it's malach. But the katan, if it's malach, because the whole thing is open to the large one. When you have a chutzah, small one next to the large one is not open, all of it, because the walls of the gaga chutzah, which are smaller than that, act as a wall to cut part of the so it's not part of some lower. It's only part because you see some of it is closed up. But the small chutzah is open directly to the big one. There's no walls that are next to it. And maybe like the walls are outside that. Therefore, it's part of some lower. That's why it's us. There's another way to learn the Mishnah. There wouldn't be a kasha on Rav. Another way to learn what the Gemara is talking about. So Mark continues all the Makhluk is Tanoi. Have a chok is his father. The Brisa continues in the discussion of the Tosefta of Jamei and Mechachom. Maybe I'm a Mechachom, I'm a Mechachom, I'm a Mechachom, I'm a Mechachom, I'm a Mechachom. Don't you give me a case where you have a Kelim in a Chatzar, Matat Masol, you're allowed to go carry them in the Chatzar. You're allowed to carry in the Chatzar. So you're allowed to carry in the Chatzar, so Mechachom, why can't you carry from the roofs? Masha Megal, what's in Gag in a Chatzar? What's in it? You're allowed to carry from a Chatzar to another Chatzar, why can't you carry from a Chatzar to a Gag? It should be the same halacha. Gag Mechatzar, what's in the Gag? Gag should be from one Gag to another, it could be the same as a Chatzar to another Chatzar. Why do you Mechalik? So Amalekham said to him, no, there's a big difference. Imata Bechatzah, Shein Ladiyun Lamata, a Chatzah, which does not have any residence in that separate one, a Magag and a Gag, Yeshua, each one, because each Gag, we said, each Gag is representative of the person whose house it is, and therefore they live in that house. Each person lives another person in every house. So therefore the Gag represents them, that's other Diyurin. So then it goes to two separate Alokas. Of course, Chatzah, there's no separate Diyurin, there's no separate, not two separate Diyurin, so it becomes like one. But with Gag, it's separate ones, so Akham Asher, and said, therefore, it's separate. You can't connect it. That's the halacha. What about a case where the chutzah is on top of the roof? What do you do in such a case? Over there, you tell us the same halacha. Chutzah, you cannot carry. The mice and the gags are considered separate. So would you say you're allowed to carry from the gag to the gag in such a case when you have people living there? When in the urine, would that be a difference? Would it make a difference or not? Someone says, since nobody complained, what would we say in such a case? Would we say that you can go ahead and do that? So Amalei comes and says, no raya. Each one of the person doesn't recognize where his place is. The whole area is enclosed. There's no which was his chutzah, the other chutzah. It kind of joins one the other. But a gaga, everyone knows his roofs. Each house is home. He has a roof. He has wall. He has walls of the house that go up, and they have a mikrate or a border around the roof. Each one knows it's a roof. It's a separate area. You can't have one to the other. Masha'en came by Chatzar, it's all in one into the other. One swallows up in the other. I mean, therefore, halacha is that they consider when you carry from one to the other. What does that have to do with Gag? Each of the Gags in the house make it separate, and therefore they are considered separate shields. So what about a case of chutz divided with low partitions on each side? What's halacha in such a case? Would you say over there, you're allowed to carry in the chutz, even though it has separate partitions? If you can, then why should it be different than a rooftop, which also has separate partitions? Why would that make a chutz? Why would that create separate drushios that you can't carry? Here, there was no more chachamim. Moshe's chachamim didn't go ahead and answer this last shayla of Rameir. Didn't answer the last shayla. Another way we got him up, there was no point now, the comments did respond. The different price has a different way. They did respond to this last kasha of Rameir. But they said to him, lo, two separate halachas. Again, by the case of a chotzer, the mechitzah don't rise up all the way. I mean, therefore, it's not really dividing up their shoes. So it's like one large chotzer. But Gag, I mean, mechitzah olos ha'ima. We say the partitions of the house on the side go up all the way, which makes the roof separate. Considered separate shios. I mean, therefore, we would say the same halacha. It's considered separate. If it's considered separate, it can't carry from one to the other. Mashiach and chotzer is not the same way. And therefore, it would be the same halacha. So according to you, a mayor, if I carry, why would you say it's different? Don't you see it's different? Why would you say that you can't carry from a gog to a gog? So a mayor didn't answer the chacham's argument. However, a mayor would say to the chachamim, he would answer for him, if I know I learn him at Kagova, I too hold that the laws are good asik, that it goes up, it's considered as if it's the height itself. Maybe the walls of the house are considered as if it's enclosed, and therefore, just like if it's enclosed over there and it separates the rooftop, so to here it's the same thing, you can carry from one gog to a gog, because the good asik makes it as all the walls are there, even though you don't see them, it's like they're all separate walls. The walls are there. The walls are there, it means it's one area, and therefore I'm allowed to carry one to the other, because the walls create a unified area that make all the gagos attach one to the other. Continue from here.